Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Matt Lauer, exclusive with Ryan Lochte. And Ryan, what everyone wants to know, what really happened in Rio in what you call a robbery stick-up?
Yeah, look, we were in Rio for the Olympic, for America. There's a guy comes out and he's like, "Give us your money." And we're like, "Whoa."
Authorities and video evidence show.
Look, first map, I was real crunk.
Your story has changed several times. Many people think you're lying.
Look, how can I be lying if I'm sitting? For real.
What would you like the people of the world to know right now?
Look, like, it hasn't been easy for me, you know. I over-embellum some things. But I'm like a confused kid.
You're 32.
Yeah, I am hurting too. And it's been painful for everybody.
Well, it certainly has been for me. This is Matt Lauer, along with the winner of this year's Ugly American Award, Ryan Lochte.
I want some? Cool.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears. Featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to Sound Off.
Welcome to Sound Off. We're back after missing 3 weeks for the Olympics. But we didn't just land Lochte. We have Bella.
Good girl. I say good girl.
That's coming up in 10 minutes. But first, here's how you reach the show as we welcome the return of college football and everything that goes with it. Live calls, the wild card of the show for nearly 20 years. 515-282-9010. At SoundOff13 on Twitter. SoundOff Nation on Facebook, or email SoundOff at whotv.com. It is your chance to sound off. Colin Kaepernick won't stand for our national anthem. Kaepernick says that's due to police brutality toward African Americans and America's oppression of black people. Kaepernick is aware he's taking a stand by sitting as a biracial man adopted by white parents in a country with a two-term black president. Kaepernick also makes $19 million backing up Blaine Gabbert. I'm a middle-aged white man far removed from realities of racism and aware America is not perfect. But I love this country, and I hate what Kaepernick is doing. I also defend his right to do it. One of the many freedoms that makes America great, Kaepernick has the right to protest. I have the right to disagree. There are many overpaid football coaches in America. Chris Doyle is not one of them. Next to Kirk Ferentz, there is no man more responsible for Iowa's success the past 17 seasons. Strength and conditioning coach matters at every school, but at Iowa, he often must coach up walk-ons and two-star recruits. Doyle turns many of those recruits into NFL players, and those who made the league and those who did not say no one mattered more to their success. An Iowa professor thinks Herky needs a wide array of facial expressions. She finds Herky too aggressive. Now, this would be the PC apocalypse if it weren't so stupid and silly. Herky is a fictional bird mascot. He doesn't smile or blink. Cyclone football players just elected senior defensive end Mitchell Myers a captain. Myers earned that honor. Not only did Myers beat cancer, he won his starting spot back. Cast your colonel at the state fair sure was a treat this year. I learned two things. Hillary's a crooked liar, Trump a sociopathic con artist. The fun run of the Johnston All-Stars could not happen at a better time. The kids won two World Series games, and anytime they looked upset, their coach, Dwayne Panetta, had just the right words. Hey, look where you are. The Little League World Series. Come on, guys, have fun. And congratulations to former Sound Off intern Harrison Barnes. In the span of 18 months, HB won an NBA ring, an Olympic gold medal, and the heart of his new fiance.
Keith, football season is here and everyone wants predictions, so I'll throw mine out for the year, fully knowing that no one will remember if I'm right, but I'll certainly hear about it if I am wrong. I don't think Iowa will go undefeated this year, but I do think the Hawkeyes will win the West and have another really good season. I'm going with 10-2. The good news is the Hawks have one of the best senior quarterbacks in the country. I think C.J. Beathard has a chance to cement his legacy as one of the best quarterbacks to ever play at Iowa. Keith, I'm with you on the Chris Doyle controversy. My response, there is no controversy. Who cares? If Iowa wants to pay their strength and conditioning coach $600,000, so be it. It's their money, and that's how much they value Chris Doyle. I think Iowa State will play with more emotion, show signs of improvement, but I've got the Cyclones at 4-8. Better than last year, but still 1 year away from making a push towards a bowl game. I think Iowa State will have one first-team All-Big 12 player, Allen Lazard. Lazard is on pace to shatter every receiving record in the book in Ames. Finally, I don't agree with Colin Kaepernick's decision to sit during the national anthem, but I also understand that's his right as an American. I hope Kaepernick realizes that he has that right because of the country he lives in and because of the brave men and women that have died protecting it.
Well said, and we are going to hear much about this topic in the days moving forward, including this day, tonight. Let's start with Mitch in Ames. Mitch, you know Colin Kaepernick is sitting for the national anthem. What do you think?
Well, I'd agree with you on the aspect that, I mean, yeah, he does have the right to do it, but he's got to realize he's going to deal with the backlash from the American public. Go Clones!
I think he is well aware of the backlash. They interviewed him again tonight. He said he is not backing down and he is going to continue to do this and that he has thought of the consequences and he doesn't care. Meantime, there are reports surfacing that the 49ers may cut him soon. That's partly because he has not turned out to be the quarterback he was expected to be.
I think he was signed for like a six-year, $119 million contract. Now he's going to be holding a clipboard on the sidelines, doing a lot of sitting. So maybe he's practicing.
Yeah, he has not been oppressed, but he says no. Others have. Time for lookalikes with a local connection. Old Spice judges and rules if they're twins. Cannon Ames says Johnston coach Dwayne Panetta in a hat looks like Tiger Woods in a hat. Old Spice. That's pretty good.
Pretty good right there, yeah.
Chad says the mom of Sioux City Olympian Shelby Houlihan, Connie Houlihan, looks like Margaret Houlihan on MASH. Old Spice.
Are they related, actually?
They're not related. Okay. One is a fictional character, John. Keep up.
It's been 5 minutes, 10 minutes, one way on. Hey! Hello!
You can still email the show, soundoff@whotv.com. That's what Sanford and Ames did. He writes, if I don't see Bella Caroli on Sound Off, the Olympics are dead to me. Dead. No need to shun the Olympics. We have the legend. It's been 4 years since we've gotten to talk with the one and only Bella Caroli here on Sound Off. Bella, welcome back.
Thank you, Keith. It's nice to be here in Iowa again. Talk gymnastic. You look good, my friend. Nick, your hair, yeah. Going to change a little bit, but I like.
Yeah, a little bit.
I like, yes.
Bella, so much to talk about with you tonight. Let's start with the Rio Olympics and your thoughts on the gold rush by the women's gymnastics team. Huh?
Kid, you know I think, huh? You know I think, good girl, such a good girl. So many good girls this year. Ari, Ali Rasmana, Gabby Douglas, especially New United States, Superstar, someone's Biles.
I think you mean Simone Biles, but yes, Simone Biles was fantastic.
Such a good girl, have everything. Yes, good jump, good fast, good size for gymnastic.
Right, I've seen her up close, Bella. She's only about 4 feet, 7 inches tall.
But she's 19.
Yes.
No, she's not like Chinese gymnastic, Keith. You see those girls? Those Chinese girls?
Yes, they did still look a little too young to be in the Olympic Games.
Look too young to be in Candyland Games.
Now, last time you were here, you were very happy with how well Gabby Douglas did in the London Olympics. She'd won the all-around gold. She was in on the team gold this time, but Bella, Gabby just seemed like she didn't look like her old self. What was missing?
I think she needed a chow. Yes, big wild chow make a good gymnastic, okay? It's not hard to see, hey, London, she have a chow, she's such a good girl. Brazil, no chow, no such a good girl, hey.
You have a thing for chow, Bella, and he's a proven winner. Does that mean that you'd give him your vote, chow, your vote, to replace your wife, Marta, who's retiring as coach of Team USA?
I like a chow, yeah, you know, I give him my vote for gymnastic, but who cares, huh? We retire, Keith, eh? No more work, just retire. Beach time, golf time, negative sun bath, this my chest hairs, flow the wind, yes. So
that's quite a visual and too much information. Back to the Olympics, Bella, please. Did you get a chance to see Usain Bolt?
Oh, I like very much Usain Bolt. He run like the wind, eh? You wait, I like him race win, eh? In race. See who win, eh? Bang! Race begin. Wind, out fast. Usain Bolt way behind, eh? But here he come. Usain Bolt, come on strong. Catch wind. And then, Usain Bolt, he pass wind. Wind say, he passed me. Wind can't believe, humiliate. Yes, Usain Bolt, he break wind.
Bella, give me your thoughts on Ryan Lochte and that debacle that Lochte was part of.
Debacle? I think he swim, Keith.
No, the whole deal with the night, Lochte went out, he got drunk, he said he got robbed by the police.
Yeah, I remember. But, you know, I don't understand. This guy, Ryan Lochte. Not so much. You see?
Well, they say he's not the brightest light on the tree.
They say he is stupider. But this night, I don't understand. I explain. Mm-hmm. You know, kid, we men, we go out night, sometime we get drunk. Yeah? We get drunk, we get stupid. But this guy, he is stupid at first. I don't understand.
I'm not sure I understand either, but that is Bella Caroli, the Olympic legend. Thank you for your time, Bella. Pleasure. Back with more of your live phone calls, but not before we find out what Chow thought of Bella.
Andy, can you hear that?
Like us on Facebook, Sound Off Nation. Tony writes about former Madrid coach Randy Hinkle, who was honored Friday. Coach Hinkle was one of the best to talk with when it came to football, sports, and life. He inspired so many on and off the field. Justin Cerenzi did a nice story on honoring Hinkle Friday night. Who's in your five tonight? Favorite Olympic photos. Number five, going with Reagan Smith and DeAndre Jordan. Boy, does this show the difference in the size of a gymnast and a Team USA basketball player.
That's great.
Number four, April Ross, beach volleyball. The concentration on her face. Ooh. Speaking of faces, John, how about the Phelps game face?
Oh, that's number three?
That's number three, because number two, I'm going with the USA sweep in the 100-meter hurdles. Fantastic photo. And at number one, I just can't beat Bolt smiles. The world's fastest man is so much faster than anybody else in the world, and he just looks back smiling. What a great photo one will see for the rest of our lives. Right. All right, it is back to live phone calls. Dave in Ottumwa wants to sound off on the Olympics. Dave, what do you think?
Two quick comments, if I can.
Sure.
One, I was surprised by the number of track and the swimming people from various countries that were going to going to colleges in the United States, and then they go back to represent their home countries. The question I have is, I wonder, does Russia and China have college, do they have competition? You know, I'm sure they have various colleges in various towns, but you never hear of any of those people who they swam for the Moscow whatevers or the Leningrad whoevers.
Right.
You know, but we had at least a couple, three different track events where the runner was competing for Texas A&M the Oregon track team or whatever.
Got you, Dave. Let me jump in there. It is often those swimmers, basketball players, track and field athletes, they go back and represent their countries because they can't qualify in the event in the United States of America. You might remember Melvin Edgem trying to make the Canadian basketball team for the Olympics because he's not going to make Team USA. So that often happens. Many of these countries, of course, all of these countries have some form of college or university life, but not the same system we have with NCAA athletics.
Yeah, there's lots of university athletes this year, especially in swimming. There's a girl from Indiana, there's some from Texas and Florida that competed in this. So it's a wide range, certainly in the swimming part of the Olympics. Track and field, usually for the pros.
How about Old Spice just rolling that security cam video? He is so fascinated with that Lochte story.
That's the most memorable thing from the Olympics, isn't it?
Well,
Lochte?
That's why we started the show with a Lochte interview.
You got the interview.
Face Off is up next. And just think, 2 weeks from tonight, we'll have a winner in this year's Cy-Hawk Showdown. Will the home team win for the first time in 5 years? Follow us on Twitter. It's at SoundOff13. Jeff writes, ISU, 3 wins, no O-line. Iowa, 8 wins. They always underachieve or overachieve, never do as predicted.
Todd tweets, no cakewalk for the Hawkeyes, but undefeated run possible. Looking forward to Iowa boys landing to Lazard connections at Jack Trice.
Less than a week.
Less than a week. Crazy. Time for face-off. Bella took so much time with his rambling, we'll keep it tight. Murph, you already know the Hawks are going 10-2 because I said they would. How many wins to satisfy wins?
The win total doesn't matter, I think, in this case, John. It's all about winning the West. Get back to the Big Ten championship game, and that makes the season a success for Iowa, even with these high expectations. Win the West.
Yeah, you just don't have the stones for a win total like me. What matters most for Iowa to reach that Big Ten title game for a second straight year?
It's C.J. Beathard, and it's not even close. Iowa can run the table with a healthy Beathard and win enough with a limping Beathard. We saw that last year. With no Beathard, Iowa's likely fighting for a bowl.
I only see 4 wins for Iowa State. What needs to happen for a successful Matt Campbell rookie season?
Again, I don't think it's the win total that matters here. Cyclone fans will notice Saturday night that the atmosphere is more juiced and fun. If Campbell can field a competitive team that shows strong coaching in the fundamentals, for example, no stupid penalties and far fewer turnovers, I think Cyclone fans will think the train is back on track.
I agree.
Let's go to over-under, the Olympic announcers edition. Overrated Al Troutwig in gymnastics. He does okay, but he lost everybody when he said Simone Biles' grandparents.
And he stuck with it for a long time.
Parents were her grandparents.
Should have just said, I made a mistake.
I made a mistake.
On.
They adopted her. They are her parents.
But he stuck
now.
With it so long.
underrated. That was
Otto Bolden.
Yeah.
Otto Bolden, underrated.
Otto Bolden.
Great job on track.
He's fantastic.
Oh, there we go. He's back.
He's worth showing again. This is him running, which he has the credibility of a guy who was a world-class runner. But he's fantastic in just a small amount of time. He sets up a race for even casual fans to understand who to watch and what's at stake. Great job.
Love the swimming announcers, too. Those guys are great, too.
About time for you-know-who.
Who?
Him.
What?
1 minute. 1 minute. This is the wrong floor.
He's back, too.
All right. See, yep, he's taking the elevator out of here. It's the first time he's done that. I tell you, I think I saw him drinking before the show. Alex is in Adel. Alex, what do you think on Colin Kaepernick?
Well, Keith, I got to say, this whole thing with Kaepernick and the national anthem, it's a real big controversy, and I think that there's going to be a whole lot to really, you know, for the NFL to really look at here. And not only that, it's really going to be, you know, a lot of people looking at him saying, you know, he's just really dishonoring our country's flag here.
Many people feel that way. I sure don't like it, Alex. I think most people understand he has the right to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, he's going to hear it on the road. It does matter, though, he's not even expected to play. I mean, he did this for the first preseason game. No one even noticed because he was sitting on the bench, which is where he is.
People
much
probably
of the
thought
time,
he was
though.
Injured at first. Like, oh, he's back to being injured.
Mike in Des Moines, you'll have the final thoughts here tonight, Mike.
Kaepernick, well, that's not a quarterback. Bethard is amazing. Iowa's going to win the national title this year.
All right,
bold.
Mark
right
the
there.
Tape. Old Spice, go ahead and mark it. If Bethard does lead Iowa to the national championship, we'll look back on the night Mike called Sound Off and told us. That'll do it for us. Hey, thanks for Bella's hair, Leon. We appreciate it. We're back next week. We hope you are, too.
We leave you with the Sound Off send-off. Outtakes, yes, outtakes from Lauer and Lochte. Big thanks to the great Nick Runkowski, our Ryan Lochte.
Right. Three, two, one. What would you like the people of the world to know right now?
Yeah, look, we're Enriel from Limburg, from America. There's a guy comes out and he's like, "Get us your money," and we're like, "Whoa." Okay. Look, first map. I was real crunk.
Oh, is this your wedding ring?
It is. I do want that.
Yes. Man, is that a story you don't want to... Honey, I swear, I was in doing Ryan Lochte. Oh. Ryan Lochte, known for lying.